Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. would have turned 87 years old today. On Monday, the nation will mark the anniversary of his birth with the federal holiday declared in his honor. WBUR's Dolores Handy takes a look at the pivotal event that helped make the King holiday possible, a march and rally in Washington on King's birthday 35 years ago today.
It was January 15th, 1981.
Couldn't have missed it, wouldn't have missed it, wasn't going to miss it.
That's Boston attorney Minyard Culpepper, longtime pastor of the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church on Humboldt Avenue. In 1981, he was a law student, and in the crowd of more than 100,000 gathered in the nation's capital, they were rallying for a national holiday in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
There was just euphoria in the air.
It was electric.
Carl Nurse was senior producer of local programming at Boston's Channel 5 and was covering the event.
This was an event that was long in the making.
Long awaited, because legislation to declare a holiday in memory of King had come before Congress every year for 13 years. Michigan Congressman John Conyers first introduced the bill just days after King's assassination in 1968. Getting it through Congress was another matter. Petitions with millions of signatures urging lawmakers to pass the legislation were submitted. The effort really gained momentum after the 1981 rally in Washington. Credit the legendary Stevie Wonder. He wrote his Happy Birthday song as a tribute to King. He performed that day and brought some really high-profile friends, Diana Ross, Gladys Knight, Gil Scott-Heron. Reverend Culpepper barely remembers the frigid conditions.
How cold you were and how much snow. Those are things that you just forget because they're not as significant as the actual event. And I'm sure we'll brave many more cold days to make sure that this country stays one that has doors open and an open heart and open minds to all people.
For television producer Carl Nurse, the day was about capturing all the emotion, all the music.
When we got to the stage, finally, we set up our cameras and he began to sing. I mean, the place just went crazy. I mean, people were dancing.
That song, which many would say is one of the most popular birthday songs today, became an anthem for the movement. Wonder used proceeds from it to help defray the cost of the Washington rally. He funded a similar event the following year, as well as an ongoing campaign for a King holiday. It finally passed Congress, and in 1983, President Ronald Reagan, who'd originally opposed the holiday as too costly, signed legislation making the third Monday in January Martin Luther King Day, starting in 1986. Reverend Culpepper in Boston says while that marked a pivotal point in racial progress,
never would I have thought that we would find ourselves dealing with the overt and in some ways outright and disrespectful racism that we see in the country today. It's just amazing that it seems we thought we had gotten past a certain point of racism, but in reality we hadn't. And we find ourselves fighting some of the same battles that we thought we had won.
A similar sentiment from Carl Nurse.
America has a long way to go to be all that it can be. And what's wonderful about it is that it's all possible.
It took a while, but the King holiday is now recognized as a national day of service in all 50 states. Massachusetts was among the first to fully recognize it. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.